Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is here for a special NHL draft edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, the draft starts tonight. The Sabres have the number one pick. There is no doubt they will use that pick to draft Swedish defenseman Rasmus Dahlin. Dahlin is being called a transformative player, a once-in-a-generation talent. What makes him so special?
Well, a lot of things make him special. But first of all, those terms you used to describe him get thrown around loosely these days. I mean, in the information age, it seems like so many prospects are overhyped. But from everything I've seen and I've heard and I've talked to a lot of different people about Rasmus Dahlin, he's supposed to be the real deal. The things you hear about him are true. And he will be that transformative special presence, once in a generation, the best prospect to come along in 30 years. He should be the Sabres franchise defenseman for the next 10, 15, maybe more years. He's that good. And there's a heavy wow factor with him. I mean, this is a guy that was playing in a men's league when he was 16, who's always been years ahead of his age group. He's a very special skater. He can move like few skaters really in the world can. He's that good. And I was talking to Brian Campbell, the former Sabres defenseman, the other day, and he said you watch video of him, and he looks like he's the center. He has the puck that much. He's leading the rush that much. I mean, he looks like he's a forward. So that's amazing. I mean, you really don't hear defensemen described like that. But when you talk to scouts and people who are familiar with him, they also talk about his smarts. He has the hockey IQ to match his skills. And when you combine those two, you have maybe the best defense prospect in 30 years, since the 80s or 70s maybe.
Well, you watched Dahlin a few weeks ago at the NHL Combine, which was held here in Buffalo. What were your impressions of how he's handling the hype and the pressure surrounding his entry into the NHL?
He's handling it very well. And the Friday of the Combine, everyone wanted to talk to him, of course, and there were probably 40 people around him, and he was very comfortable. He even said he liked it. I think he's gotten used to some of it in the past year or so, just being the center of attention overseas in Sweden. You can either embrace it or you can run from it and try to fight it a little bit. I think he's embraced it. He knows it's not going to go away, so he might as well have some fun with it. And I think that's a good attitude to have because, well, he's used to the spotlight. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's only going to grow in the coming years. So, I mean, he's going to have to talk to the media every day until, who knows, maybe he's 40. So I think he's off to a good start in that regard. I mean, this is a kid. He turned 18 in April. It's incredible to think he was born in 2000. But he's going to be thrown right into the NHL as a teenager. And this is a special day in franchise history. Sabres fans have been waiting for something positive, something special like this to happen for a long, long time, and it's finally here, and he's good enough. He could transform the franchise. He could take them from their also-ran status into a contender. He can do a lot of things for the franchise, and I think people are going to finally remember tonight for a long time. And the Sabres have had a lot of good defensemen in their history. Phil Housley's in the Hall of Fame. There's Mike Ramsey, Jim Schoenfeld, Brian Campbell, Bill Height, and others. But Rasmus Dahlin, if he's as good as people say he is, I mean, he should be better than all of them.
Well, it takes more than just one player to have a successful draft. And while the Sabres have had some successes in recent years with their first-round picks, they do have a pretty dismal track record when it comes to finding and developing talent in the later rounds of the draft. Why do you think that is, and what's been done to change that?
Well, it's been a disturbing trend for many years, and I think in the past few years, it's hard to judge drafts for a while, but I think the past few years, they seem to be getting better. But under the end of Tom Golisano's ownership into the beginning of Terry Pegula's ownership, the Sabres, they just drafted terribly in the late rounds. And to win in the NHL, you have to unearth some guy in the third, fourth round, fifth round, whatever, and have him turn into an NHL player, a significant NHL player, and they just haven't done that. I just wrote an article on this. They haven't drafted and developed someone picked in the third round or later into an NHL regular NHL player since Marcus Foligno in 2009. So it's been 9 years since they've picked anyone after the second round that they've been able to turn into an NHL player. And that's incredible when you think about it. But when you think about their track record for the last 7 years, it makes a lot of sense. But when Terry Pegula took over the team, he hired a lot more scouts. They canvass everywhere, really. There's more European scouts. one of their new European scouts found Linus Ullmark, the goalie, in the sixth round in 2012. He could turn out to be a gem. He should join the Sabres full-time next year. There are other guys like Sean Malone, a West Seneca kid who's been in Rochester. He could turn into a third or fourth liner down the line. There are some guys in recent years that look like they have a future in the NHL. And with some of the recent drafts, with guys like William Borgen, who is, I believe, a fourth rounder, he'll be in Rochester next year. He could be with the Sabres sooner than later. It looks like they're starting to turn that around. But it just comes down to scouting. I think they cut corners on scouting for a long time, and it hurt them.
We often see trades go down during the draft. There is some chatter around Sabres forward Ryan O'Reilly. What are the chances he or someone else gets moved?
I think tonight or in the coming days and weeks, you'll see a significant move or even moves from the Sabres. I think the way Jason Botterill left it off with us in April, he was so disgusted at the season. He made it clear that changes are going to be made, and I expect an overhaul. He didn't put a lot of his stamp on the team last year. He just made some minor moves. Those didn't work out. There's still a lot of players he doesn't have an attachment to and an investment in that were acquired by former GM Tim Murray. So I expect him to be aggressive, and definitely Ryan O'Reilly could be moved. I think Sam Reinhart could maybe be moved if the price is right. I think Rasmus Ristolainen could be moved. I don't know if the Sabres are actively shopping all these guys, but I'm sure they're listening to offers. I think anyone really other than Jack Eichel and Casey Mittelstadt could be on the table. The Sabres have a lot of nice pieces. Rasmus Dahlin's going to help, of course, but they still have a lot of holes. They need another goalie. They need speed on the wings. They need another defenseman. They need depth. So I think if you meet some of the Sabres asking prices, and I'm sure they're high, I think they'd be willing to deal some of the Sabres' better players.
Well, Bill Hoppe will be in Dallas for the draft. You can follow him on Twitter. Read his stories at BuffaloHockeyBeat.com. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Omar.